Western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave my feet.
Happy holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. Santa might only come once a year, but the Home Loan Expert is here all year round, delivering lower mortgage rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. This year, we have the hottest gift on the market, a cash-out refinance. During the holiday season, the bills really pile up. Don't let all the partying and gift-giving end up on those high-interest rate credit cards. Apply for your cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, get the best deals on premium and craft beers, plus select $4 apps. Head into B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. to close. Wings, beer, sports, please drink responsibly.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover
later will have some pumpkin pie.
Crossed over.
You can never warn people too much. There's no such thing as too much control over vulgarity.
We should probably warn people today.
Well, we should.
A couple of songs.
We've done it less this year than we normally do. At least for me, this will be my last opportunity to warn people before they go into the mall and they hear, hey, later we'll have some effing pie, because I'll be gone tomorrow. We're going to be playing a little bit of catch-up here because somebody in this organization, or as the hockey people say, organization. failed to double up a little bit Monday on commercials because it's a short week for me. They forgot to do that, and now here we are kind of stacked up. So I'm going to start by welcoming everybody. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's December 20th. 5 days before the big day that lots of people will be glad when it's over, because it's a little too much stress. It's become too much obligation to be places and give things, and we're 5 days from that. I will start by getting a little business done, and then we're going to get into a little celebration here, and I think we all have reason to celebrate. I'll tell you what that's about after I just remind everybody that if you've decided this is going to be the last year to put up with that kitchen and you don't want to move, get a new house. You like your house. You like the neighborhood. You like the neighbors. School. Hate the kitchen. Hate the bathroom. Thompson Price. That's it. That's the name you need to know. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You do not have to go through another, not only holiday, you have to go through another day of that kitchen. That kitchen that has never, ever been a kitchen you really liked. You've never liked it, but you liked, you know, everything else. Well, you don't have to get a new house. Get a new kitchen, brand new kitchen. They'll take that space, and they'll measure it. They'll take a look at what the possibilities are, and then they'll go to work. You won't believe what they can do. You'll have a hard time actually believing this is still the same house that used to house that horrible kitchen or bathroom. So Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Make sure at least one of the people you talk to, one of the companies you talk to, has Price in the name. Website and DePere, please visit it. Tell them your AM and the PM. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Well, I may like to call on you to pull up a little Cool in the Gang, a little celebration. We have reason to celebrate today.
Whoa. Feel like I'm back in 1982 with the Cardinals.
That's a winner. That's what that reminds me of, Jack Buck.
I know.
Ozzie Smith doing the backflip.
Yeah.
Big, big good news today.
former Cardinal, former Archbishop Bernard Law, a man responsible for all kinds of horrible things and moving and hiding pedophiles and admitted scumbag. Yet he still was never prosecuted, and that's another story. We'll get into that later. Bernard Law is dead. It certainly could have come at a better time. It could have come 30 years ago. That would have been even better. Bernard Law is a complete piece of crap, and if you watch the movie Spotlight, thank you, Limey. If you watch the movie Spotlight, which I would recommend everybody watch, you learn a whole lot about Boston and that archdiocese and how Bernard Law became the archdiocese, was appointed the archbishop of Boston. And there was a news conference years ago, and he apologized to victims of abuse. Now, that was pretty much it. He then went on and was moved to... that Spotlight team. The Spotlight was the name of an investigation team up in Boston. I think it was the Boston Globe, and that was a team of people, of writers, who did investigative reports, and they spent a lot of time on this abuse story up in Boston, and it was, they went into it thinking they had, I don't know, something like 9 priests or something, and in the end they found it was hundreds, I believe, of priests. Bernard Law never faced any criminal prosecution for what he did and what he allowed to be done. He even got a second career. He was appointed Archbishop in 1984 in the Boston Archdiocese. That was 362 parishes, 2.5 million members. And then that same year, he gets a letter about this other piece of crap, John Gogan. Remember that name? This priest... pedophile piece of crap. He gets these letters of concern, so Law just assigns him to another parish. And we've all heard those stories all over the country and all over the world. Yet 1 year after this, after he moves a pervert, he's elevated to cardinal. At the time, he was only one of 13 American cardinals. That was a big, big deal. And he actually attempted to resign as Archbishop of Boston, and Pope John Paul II rejected his resignation. And I believe when he died just now, recently, he was working in the Vatican. There's a great, that's a great story, isn't it? Guy not only never has to face the music, never has to be prosecuted, but still gets a job at the Vatican as, I don't know, some title. Who knows? Who cares? The good news is, he's dead. So Bernard Law is dead. We can do a quick Burke segment. Somebody has anything big? Does anybody have anything to say?
No, I went to World Market earlier. Why she yesterday?
You just said no.
I know.
You said no.
I know.
And then you start on your segment.
The second I said it, I realized.
You know how this works. I have to introduce you.
Of course,
okay. Folks. This is Trevor Limey Phillips. Go ahead.
Earlier, I had the unfortunate task of going to the Brentwood World Market. It was horrible and overpacked, but for the show tomorrow, I have got some mince pies and some Christmas crackers. So,
of course you do. I'll be here.
Where's the sound effect for that?
Mince pies?
Yeah.
What is a mince pie?
That's a good question. A mince pie is like a fruit pie. If you will.
It's terrible.
It is delicious.
It is?
Yeah, it is?
Absolutely delicious. You're thinking,
I remember it as being horrible. It's like meat pie.
You're thinking of a Christmas pudding. That is the disgusting one.
But I'm not, because I've never had Christmas pudding.
Mince
pies.
That's
an English thing.
No, it's an English thing.
We don't eat Christmas pudding.
I don't like the word mince. No.
It's M-I-N-C-E. All right? Think of... That mince pies. So that's what we're going to be eating tomorrow, and we're also going to be doing the Christmas crackers on the show tomorrow. So that's my Burke segment contribution.
What are Christmas crackers?
Christmas crackers are this decoration that It's kind of like a little potty favor, if you will. In
potty. Potty favor.
Potty favor.
So we have to go into the,
not eating.
The bathroom.
It makes you go to the potty?
A potty favor? No, it's not a potty favor.
Like a Mexican, kind of Mexican cookie?
A party favor.
Is that mince pie make you want to take a
party?
Yeah.
Right. Party favor.
The party favor.
Does that mince pie make you want to take a steamer?
A couple of them.
Okay. You know, Limey, this is just a suggestion. We don't want you to change your accent, but every once in a while, we will help you, because if you were to have a little get-together at your house and you're serving things, and somebody says, oh, what's this? If you said it's potty food, that would mean it gives you diarrhea, probably.
Yeah, right.
When, in fact, we know you mean party food, but we hear it as potty. Oh, this is potty food. I think you'll like it. So that's all.
Yeah, that's I'm going to make a dump cake, too.
Oh, my God.
And the other thing you don't want to do is, if you make something that's actually in a loaf, you don't hand it out and go, here, pinch a loaf. Because that is, in our country, that, you know, again, that's not good. That means something else.
So when Limey says potty in my pants, I don't know what he's talking about. He could be going either end of that.
That could be a couple of things.
He could go either end of that pendulum.
Yeah, but that's it. So, yeah, that's my contribution for the show tomorrow.
Boy, I bet he wishes he'd never said anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else, Burke segment?
I have a quick one, Frank.
All right. Tim Woodburn, Private Dick. Go ahead.
Dan Strauss said something on the air yesterday that has made me laugh for 24 hours, and I just can't stop laughing, and it reminds me of probably the biggest foot-in-mouth incident I've ever had in my life. In that, when I was a senior at Mizzou in journalism school, I went down and got approved to do a feature for a television station where I had to put this package together. You know, I was a reporter, and I went and got approved to do a feature on the group REO Speedwagon.
That's a big assignment for a young guy.
It was. This is 1991, so they were actually still kind of hot back then. And Kevin Cronin was the lead singer, and their publicist, you know, was nice enough to let me in there, so I bring my camera in there, and I had a camera person with me, and I'm the reporter. I'm going to sit down with these guys and, like, do an introspective magazine piece on them and the whole bit. And nobody, first of all, the reason I've been laughing at Dan is because Dan tried to sing the REO Speedwagon song Golden Country on the air yesterday, and it sounded like a cross between Marge Simpson and Marge Schott. You know, it's like Golden Country. You know, whereas the lead singer for REO Speedwagon is like Golden Country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Dan's imitation was just horrible. And I've been laughing at that. But the foot and mouth incident that occurred was I didn't know that Kevin Cronin was gay. And so I asked him how the babes treat him on the road.
but that's a question anybody would have asked, because the whole groupie thing.
And the publicist stopped the interview right then and there, and like, you know, like led me out of the room, and like, you know, like you lung little whippersnapper, like kind of said, you know, that's not something we approved. Well, you didn't say, I couldn't talk about it. But I have never been more embarrassed in my life than I was the day I asked him about that. It was like the second question out of my mouth.
I wouldn't have been embarrassed. Oh. I think that's an obvious question.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been. And I didn't know he was gay.
Well, I don't know.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Maybe he was curious, or I don't know what it was.
Band members get chicks. Yeah. That's all there is
to it. Right. Well, that's what I thought our viewers wanted to hear about or whatever. But I don't know if I was. So as much as that story wanted to make me cry about how that was a foot in my mouth incident, Dan's horrible rendition of their song
Golden Country
has put a whole new spin on that, and now I can smile about that story again because of Dan's horrible singing.
Dan once again has turned someone's day around.
I turned that crown upside down.
Turn the day around. Hope you hear the record. Anybody else? Any more? Tim? Dan? Anything?
Dan? No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's official. Closed. I'm going to read you a story. I want to read you an email. And there's a reason for this. Sometimes this time of year, I have issues with this time of year and what it's become, and I have tremendous empathy for people who don't have any money, because we have gotten to a point where it's all about buying things and how much money you have to buy those things. Listen to this email, and then I'll tell you why I wanted to read this to you. Normally I wouldn't do this, and then I'll tell you why I said that too. It's about gifts from the heart, where one size fits all is how it's sort of the heading on it. It says, 23 years ago, I was a single mom with a little girl who'd contracted the chicken pox virus just before Christmas. I was alone in a city that hustled and bustled with people preparing for the holidays, and it was easy to be forgotten and overlooked. My little girl was 5 years old. We were here alone in a one-bedroom apartment and thankful just for heat. I had no money. So extras were out of the question. There was a couple, and this is St. Louis, whose children I had taught piano. This couple invited us to be with them for Christmas. They had wrapped gifts for my little girl, for me, more food than I'd seen in a long time. It was Christmas. It was a real Christmas. They probably don't even remember this, but 23 years later, I remember it like a movie that keeps playing in my head. It was a simple act of kindness, and it made such a difference. I will never forget it. And it goes on to say, value is relative. And some people say value of something is what somebody's willing to pay for it. To those who have nothing, anything means so much. And the simplest gesture of kindness is worth more than anything that money could buy. And we all have this in our ability to give this Christmas. Most of us have more than we need. And even those struggling can still smile, hug somebody, say something nice, have somebody for dinner. Gift from the heart never wears out. Be generous. Let's not forget we are remembering and commemorating the most wonderful gift of all. This email and this story about this woman with her little girl who had nothing, knew nobody in a strange city, invited for Christmas. The home was my home. I have no memory of this. This woman wrote this to me, and then she called me, and she said, do you remember, I remember her well, and I remember her little girl, but I don't remember, and to her credit, I'm sure it was my wife who wrapped the gifts to give her and her daughter, and we did have her to our house. She's been over a couple times since then, but she has given me the greatest Christmas card I think anybody could give me. And that's by telling me that 23 years later, she will never forget the Christmas. And I do remember her story. Her story is an interesting story. She had an abusive husband who just beat the hell out of her, and she had a one-year-old daughter. And she packed a suitcase, got in a Toyota that had 140, I believe, 1,000 miles on it, and just hit the road and just drove and ended up in St. Louis. No family here. I don't even know why. I guess just, well, here's how far gas will take me. And she was able to find somebody who let them sleep in their basement, and just bare bones, you know, no phone, no access to TV. This is a woman with a one-year-old child, and she said to her husband, she says, if you will just let me go and take my daughter, I don't want anything from you, nothing. Just let it set us free. And he said something like, fine, get the hell out of here. And she got in the car and drove, just drove. Now, I don't remember the specifics of this night, but the fact that she does, and I guess my point here is you can find somebody to do something for like this, and it's just not that, it doesn't take that much for you. It doesn't cost you a lot of money. You got some food, and tell them to come by and spend part of Christmas Day with you and your family. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and it'll make a tremendous lasting impression. It's kind of the way I feel about tipping. I'm a 20 to 100% tipper. I have tipped 100% a lot. If it's a $6 tab, I've given them $12 just to look at the expression on their face. It's worth it. And I do it because it doesn't change my life. I'm not going to not make a house payment because I tipped an extra $3 or $4. But if enough people do that, it could make a waitress's or waiter's week. It won't take that many people to do it.
And I want to get up and walk over and just knock people out of their chairs who sit there with a calculator at the table over a lunch, you know, like an $8.63 lunch, and they're going to make sure it's only 15%. I just want to walk over and go, here, here's $5, okay? Let me pay the tip for you, you cheap piece of crap. And they're not starving, these people with a calculator. They can, it's just, that's not going to change your life, except for the better. So that's it. This, I'm not going to mention her name, but she, a terrific piano teacher. She doesn't teach anymore. And she, I mean, you talk about barely getting by. I remember a friend of ours called and said, your kids take piano, don't they? Didn't you say that their teacher's retiring? And I said, we said, yeah, she is. She's older. She said, wow, if you could have this young girl, we met her, and they told us her story. If she could come to your house, but she could use every dollar that she can make. So we had her come by the house with her daughter, and that's the first time we ever saw her. And I commented to her one day, she's very attractive, and I said, wow, I said, you always look so nice. And she did. She was put together, and clothes were pressed. I said, you really always look nice. And I'll never forget this. She pointed to her dress, and she said, $2, Goodwill. And she pointed to her shoes, $1, Goodwill. Her bag, 50 cents, Goodwill. And she just went around every item she had with her. And then her daughter, her little tiny daughter, at the time, the first time we saw her, a year old, and pointed to her dress. 50 cents, Goodwill. And I just thought, wow, she's able to get by on nothing, because she has to. So one piano lesson would probably buy a whole new outfit and a couple of accessories for her and her daughter. So I wanted to read that to you, not to pat myself on the back, but to show you how sometimes you do things and you don't even remember you did them. You didn't remember it. And that's the kind of impact it has on somebody. So see if you can't. Let's not make such a big deal out of, can I afford an iPad? Or can, let's do something like this. Not so much for the people who don't really need it, but something simple and inexpensive, or something costs nothing for somebody who really does need it. And what sometimes people really need is inclusion. They need to be included. They don't have anybody. There are people who have no one. They don't have a spouse. They don't have a friend. And that's pretty sad to me. You could be that person that they didn't know they had. So that's it. One time I thought about being a preacher. This would have made a good sermon, I think. So that's my
you
story.
You did? Sticking.
Oh, yeah. I actually considered being a preacher. Not seriously enough that I went to the, you know, but to study theology or some school of ministry. But I did think at one time that I'd like to be a preacher. But I wouldn't be the guy that got up and read scripture nobody can understand. And he saith, thou art cometh forth to... I wouldn't be that preacher. I'd be the preacher that got up and talked about life and right and wrong and things that made you feel good and how it was okay to screw up. And make that kind, that'd be my church. It wouldn't be shaming everybody and condemning everybody and making them feel pressured to give more money and more money. It wouldn't be that kind of place. But yeah, one time I did that. And then knew a couple of preachers and realized how little they made, and that they had to not just preach on Sunday or Sunday night, but they had to go to the hospital every day in the nursing homes and visit people in their homes and all that stuff. And I thought, that may be a bit much. I just pictured me standing up telling stories that would help people. But there's more to it than that. You do have to, you know, you got to be a minister if you're a minister every day, all day. So we're going to do a little business, take a break. We come back, go over some stuff. I have two jokes today. I have a bonus joke for you. Then I have a joke in the Playhouse because there are still two remaining Santa Claus jokes that we do every year and only one day to do them. So, woohoo, bonus joke today. After I get you to change banks, or at least get you to change where you have your car loan, because the offer from First Community Credit Union still stands. It's only going to stand till the end of this month, and there's not much left of this month. Here it is. It's simple. Move your car loan from wherever it is. If it's not at First Community Credit Union, move it to First Community Credit Union.
and they will put $100 in your account. That's it. That simple. And there is a chance that you'll get a lower car payment, because if their rate is lower, and this happens frequently, if their rate's lower than the rate you were getting at your other banking place, then your car payment goes down. And there are 43 locations where you can do business with First Community Credit Union. You don't even have to do any business at any of them. Once you're a member, you can do it all online or over the phone or whatever. 43 locations, the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, and a great place to bank. Please think about taking advantage. It's an easy $100, folks. It's not like you're doing something you don't want to do to get $100. You're just moving your car payment and maybe saving money while you do it. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic and check in with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Accident involving a semi has eastbound 64 shut down at Illinois 158. Now motorists are being diverted onto Route 50. You can expect delays at that four-way in Lebanon for sure this afternoon. Major construction delays north and southbound 55 at Illinois 143. A traffic incident or signal problems on westbound McKinley Bridge at the Missouri Bank. Accident right lane northbound 270 north of Dorset. Eastbound 64 ramp to Lindbergh closed, and some volume left over from an earlier accident southbound 55 near Route Z. At Buffalo Wild Wings, get the best deals on premium and craft beers, plus select $4 apps. Head into B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. to close. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations, or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Happy Holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. With home values continuing to skyrocket and mortgage interest rates near their all-time low, this year's hottest gift is a cash-out refinance from thehomeloanexpert.com. This year, don't let all the gift-giving and parties end up on the credit cards. A cash-out refinance is the way to go. Imagine all the smiles on those little boys and girls' faces when they find out that you refinanced and got a lower rate at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Way out in West Texas, where the Clear Fork waters flow, where the cattle are a browsing and the Spanish ponies grow, where the northers come a whistling and the old dust devils roll. And the prairie dogs are sneezing.
I believe that's Michael Martin Murphy, I think, isn't it?
That is.
I got an ear. I knew this. this, I knew this would happen, what just happened, and I expect when I get my emails to have a couple of hateful emails from people about what I said about Bernard Law and celebrating his death. A listener named Judith just sent me this email. She says, Frank, I prefer to pray for God to have mercy on the former Archbishop rather than celebrate his death. We'll all go to judgment someday, and I would hope someone would pray for me. Just my take, still a faithful listener. I hope this doesn't come off as preachy. Judith, it doesn't come off as preachy at all, but you and I totally disagree. When you pray for God to have mercy on the soul of someone as despicable as this, who destroyed so many lives, I really don't know how that works, and I don't think anybody really does. But personally, I can't find it in myself to pray or hope that somehow God will reward a guy who is responsible for so much pedophilia, and when you pray for him to have mercy on his soul, isn't that what you're asking for? Is for him to still be rewarded somehow and not punished? No. I don't think like that. I think despicable people, rapists, murderers, child molesters, should pay whatever horrible price there is to pay. And he is right in that category. I don't care whether he was an archbishop or a cardinal or the president of the... I don't care who he was. He shouldn't have been those things. And what I hope is that right now, wherever he is as miserable as he can be for the rest of eternity. You folks, some of you, if you want to think that's wrong, I appreciate and respect your take and the fact that you choose to ask God for mercy. I don't. That would be no different to me than if someone murdered my whole family and then that guy finally dies, as he should, with a lethal injection or whatever, that I pray to God that he'll take it easy on him. No. That's not the way I do it or the way I think. Who is Sia?
Oh, Sia's a singer.
Yeah, a pretty good one at that.
Yeah, she's very good. I love her voice, but she wears those wigs that goes down over her eyes and everything.
Her gimmick
is that nobody ever sees her.
Apparently,
what is that?
Apparently, she just wants to be for the music and doesn't want all the fame and attention, so she just wants the music and the money. So she wears either a mask or a giant wig to cover up her identity.
Well, which is not bad.
No, it's not bad.
I have a suggestion. If you don't want to be famous, don't even do that. Just do the music and record it. And don't go on a concert tour where people can't see. I saw her last night on The Voice, and I thought, what the heck is this? And my wife said, oh, that's Sia. Yeah. And I said, who's Sia? She said, oh, she's really she's really famous. And I said, well, she's not famous enough that I know who she is, because that doesn't mean anything.
She has a great voice.
And I just thought, this is the goofy... I thought, who's she trying to be? Lady Gaga or something with a goofy outfit on? Oh, she had a tremendous voice.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I understand the, I want to be famous, but I don't want anybody to know who I am. See, I think that's not it at all. I think she's brilliant. Think about it. The day that she decides to show her face, if she ever becomes a name everybody knows, now the curiosity builds and builds and builds and builds. I think the ultimate goal is to get more attention than anybody would ever get when she finally reveals who she is.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at her face right now.
Didn't there's
Kiss? You can find her face?
Yeah, on dailymail.co.uk.
You can just say .co.uk.
Thanks, Tips.
You got it.
Dailymail.co.uk.
There you go.
Some people might spell co-K-O there, Limey. So I'm looking at her face. So there are pictures of her. She's a junkie, Frank. I mean, she's a former drug and alcohol addict, and she's, you know, been kind of had a lot of ups and downs in life, and she's just another weirdo Hollywood star who's doing something to grab extra attention and grab extra fame. You hit the nail right on the head.
If you're saying co, wouldn't you say uck then?
Well, what? No, because I like to switch it up.
No.
Co.uck.
No.
This is the most ridiculous conversation we've ever had. So her picture is up there. You can see. What how does she look? 1 to 10. 10, Bo Derek. What does she look like?
4.
Really?
Okay, well, maybe it's a good reason to cover her.
She's 39. You know, she looks like she got marks on her face from people hitting her with 10-foot poles. I mean, she's not like... Oh. You know,
Wow.
No, she's not pretty.
Well, maybe that's why she wears that.
Yeah.
Maybe she knows.
Right.
Oh, and if anybody out there wants to email and object to Tim saying she's not pretty, how about this? Some people aren't pretty,
mm-mm,
all right? I'm not handsome. There's nothing wrong with saying that. There's nothing wrong with telling the truth. If somebody said, are you handsome? No, I'm not handsome.
No, you're not handsome.
She's not
at
pretty.
All.
I'm not pretty.
Dan, I'm not asking you think about how I look.
Oh, okay. I'm allowed to say that, Frank, because I'm not pretty. See, if I was pretty, I'd be a jerk. But since I'm not pretty, I can call out when other people aren't pretty.
Limey is the only one who has the potential who could be handsome if he'd knock off his stupid haircut.
Right, yes.
He deliberately tones down his good looks. He goes, how can I make myself not so good looking? I know, I'll do this crazy haircut.
Well, he does us a favor, I think. That's what he thinks.
Just trying, you know. Trying.
He's doing us a favor to bring his level down to us.
I'll tell you, you know what you want to do? You want to do the bonus joke now, because I know what's going to happen here.
Dr. Sure.
Doug is going to come in. Time's going to fly. Next thing you know, it's the Playhouse. And I think...
Have at it.
Yeah, let's. I'm going to have the girls come in twice today. And when I finish this joke, Limey, you know how to get me out of it. When let me, ladies, I know you're not ready yet, because it's not... Could you come in here, please? Oh, there they are. Oh, standing by.
Nice. We're always ready.
So it's a bonus joke, a joke we tell every year right before Christmas. We do three jokes. Let's say Christmas Day is, let's say the last day we're on the air is like today, Wednesday. Normally, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday would be these three jokes. I forgot Monday, so I have to double up today so we get the three. And we did one yesterday. If you missed it, sorry, it was a good one. It was the fireman's hats on the nativity scene, wise men. And so here we go with the second of the three. And then the third will be in the Playhouse. And this is the story of Santa and the reindeer and the sleigh. And he's flying across the sky. And it's time to set everything down again on a rooftop. But this time when the sleigh lands... Lime, you know that screeching sound, that those brakes, that that's it. Well, it was the equivalent of that sound when they land, because their hooves just dug in and they're all bunched up together, and the sleigh is almost on top of the reindeer. And Santa looks out over the edge and realizes they're on top of the tiniest roof out in the middle of the country, not far from a country home. And it's got a half moon in the door, wooden, kind of an odor coming from it. And Santa looks up at Rudolph. He says, for goodness sakes, Rudolph. No. I said, next stop, the Schmidt House. Yeah. Thank you, ladies. You can go back and continue with makeup and hair. I'll see you in the Playhouse. Okay, they'll be back later. I also got an email. This is I like this. This says, Frank, could you please tell one of three stories that you had me rolling when you told them. The first one was about the mustard packet. Second one was about the neighbor's motorbike. He says scooter. It was actually a motorbike when you were a kid. And the third one was about the shorts that you and your boys put out with a fishing pole. You had me rolling when you told those stories. If you could tell one of them, I would appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas. Thanks for reading this, Barry. I don't think this is too much to ask for.
I don't remember.
Christmas.
I don't think I remember.
He only wants one of them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you which one I'll tell. Because I think any kid, when I say kid now, I'm 10 or 11. And I think every one of us as a kid, there was at some point in your childhood, there's something you wanted so badly. Not necessarily for Christmas. You just really wanted it. Maybe it was, in Dan's case, a particular bass guitar. Maybe it was a go-kart.
Mini bike.
My neighbor, Danny, had a Sears moped. Sears actually, for a time, made mopeds, motorbikes.
I remember those.
Yeah, and it was... To me, the single greatest thing that a boy could own is a motor scooter or a motorbike. I just used to stare at motorbikes and motor scooters and think, my goodness, what would it be like to have? Because when you're a boy, you sort of build carts and pretend you have a car. Anything that would sort of be like having a car, and especially if there's a motor on it. Now, I was never handy. I could never take a lawnmower motor and make a go-kart or anything, but I was, right or wrong, I was a kid, so I guess it's okay to be envious. I was envious of kids that had go-karts and motorcycles or mopeds or scooters, and so Danny had a moped, a Sears moped, and it was two gears, low and high. You shifted with the left handlebar. You depressed the clutch, and you rotated it up or down for one or two. Let the clutch out. Give it gas, let the clutch out, and go. Top speed was about 40, and it ran. It was a two-cycle. Ran on oil and gas mixed. And I've never wanted anything that I can remember more than I wanted a motorbike, a moped. And so Danny would let me ride on the back, and we'd go in the summer. Oh, man, there's nothing like it. No helmet laws. We'd jump on there, and we'd ride, but he always drove. It was his motorbike, and his dad had given him strict instructions. Do not let any other kids drive your moped. And I loved riding on the back. I loved going with him, and that he was my neighbor because he had a moped, and I can still almost feel the summer, the air, and the hot days, the breeze from that moped, and just the sound of it. That the smoke coming out of a little tailpipe. And so I asked Danny after a while, I said, could I just ride around the yard? He said, no, my dad would kill me. I said, Danny, I've watched you do this. And I sat on it and showed him without the motor running. I said, but at first, and I let the clutch out to show him how, and you leave a little gas, and depress the clutch and go to two. I said, Danny, I've watched you do that. I could ride this. Man, I would just, oh. He said, I can't. No. My dad would kill me. And I asked him several times. It was always no. And then one summer day, we were riding. It was hot. When I was a kid, people used to keep ice water in a mason jar in the refrigerator. There was a cold jar of water. And he went in to get us both a drink of water. And when he went in, I got on the moped. And I knew how to start it. You push down like you would a Kickstarter on the pedal. And I knew to put it in neutral. It was running, and he couldn't hear it. He's in the house. And I gave it a little gas, and I could not resist. I squeezed the clutch, and I put it in first gear. And when I let the clutch out, I don't know how many of you, especially boys, remember the first time you ever let the clutch out. I've had 16 motorcycles in my life. I've always had that thing for motorcycles. But this is the first time I ever sat on one by myself with the motor running and depressed the clutch. When I let the clutch out, this thing lunged out from under me. And now all I'm doing is hanging on to the handlebars as it drove right into our brick house. Headlight disintegrated. The front fender is bent. Mirrors broken off. It's on the ground, wheels turning, laying on the ground. And I'm skinned up a little bit. And I thought, that, okay, this is the worst day of my life. And Danny walks out, and I just remember it was the same look as if he'd come home and his family had been murdered. I mean, here's the moped, and there's no getting out of it. I'm the guilty guy. I'm standing right next to it. And I said, man, I'm sorry. And he just, I thought he was going to pass out. He said, my dad's going to kill me. My dad's going to kill me, and he's going to kill you. My dad's going to kill both of us. And he just went crazy. And I don't blame him for going crazy. And, of course, his dad went insane. I don't want that kid over here anymore. What is he thinking? Danny, I told you. And Danny goes, Danny, I told him 100 times you can't ride it. I was in the house. I didn't see him. He got on it. And I was banned from their house for quite a while. His dad said I was never to come over. Oh, no. And they had to take it in. And back then, it's a month before you'd see it again. There was no place to fix it in that little hick town. It had to be shipped somewhere. Oh, my goodness. So that's my moped story that that Barry wanted to hear. I'll never get it out. For as bad as my memory is, certain things you do and they don't go right and you know you shouldn't have done them, you don't forget them. But, man.
How old were you when that happened?
I was, I'm guessing.
32.
Probably 10. All right, I got to get caught up here. I'm going to be in big trouble. In fact, I got to get caught up a lot here. MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness came into the life of this show about a year and a half ago. And it was perfect timing because I weighed 250 pounds. My pants were 42, some 44. Couldn't have come along at a better time. I was still skeptical, reluctant to do it. Even told them, I don't really like doing medical type stuff, weight loss stuff. But I'd really never done a medically supervised weight loss program. And so I did, thankfully, thank goodness, I went down and I let them explain it to me. They showed me what they did. And I talked to a couple of patients that were there. And once I realized what they did and how they did it, I thought, well, shoot, not only should I take a good look at doing this, I should right away do it myself. And I did. And it took me 6 weeks and lost 35 pounds. It was either 6 to 7 weeks, 35 pounds. And I get emails from people about MD Health and Wellness. What did it cost? How long did it take? How much did you lose? Well, I lost 35 pounds, but I'm not you. And that's the beauty of a medically supervised plan. It's not a hit or miss, one size fits all. Here's some bags of food. Go home, eat them for 6 weeks. You lose weight. Thanks for the money. It's not like that. It's not inexpensive. But to me, it's not expensive. It's what is that worth to you to not be fat? What is that worth to you? Now, here we are almost Christmas. I know that many of you, you're going to go ahead no matter what I say, and you're going to eat like a pig, and you're going to go through the holidays, and then maybe you'll do it. You're not ready. Because if you were ready, you wouldn't even wait. You'd get on this. You'd go now and make it. Why don't you make an appointment now for right after Christmas Day? How about that? Do that for yourself. And go meet with them. Get a consultation. And find out what it will take for you to lose the weight you need to lose. It's MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. You can find out everything you need to know at mdhealthwellness.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Happy holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. Santa might only come once a year, but the Home Loan Expert is here all year round, delivering lower mortgage rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. This year, we have the hottest gift on the market, a cash-out refinance. During the holiday season, the bills really pile up. Don't let all the partying and gift-giving end up on those high-interest rate credit cards. Apply for your cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Dan, grab your harmonica. Is it handy? Dan?
Yeah, I got it.
You didn't answer me. I'm in that other room over there.
I had my mic turned down, and I had to turn it up.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's a good story. Because I'm about to tell people that Amenia's is in Chesterfield Valley and that it's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Amenia's, A-M-I-N-I-S. Not like any store you will go in unless you go into one of the other three in the United States. Outside of that, you'll never see another store like it. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that. Happy Hanukkah from the folks at Amenia's. This is the ultimate, I'm going to buy something really cool for myself or my family store. Things that some of them you can find variations of in other stores, but not the same quality in most cases. They don't sell any junk, and they sell furniture and lighting and fun things like pinballs and arcades. So please go in when you're out running around. We'd appreciate it. Tell them you're AM and the PM, and you can